Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our coming day study, we were taught that Satan can only do what God will allow him to do. Let's pick up at that point today. It is the tempter who has tried to bring us down that we might end up in the eternal lake of fire. But he has also been restrained by the restrainer. Who is the restrainer? The Holy Spirit of God. Only he who now letteth will let. The idea there, he who now restrains will restrain, speaking of the Holy Ghost. Okay. In other words, Satan can't do anything God won't allow him to do or won't let him do. Now, Satan has things that he can do, but if God puts a restrainer on him, he can't do it. He just simply can't do it. He's God that controls the heaven and the earth. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning. But when the Holy Spirit is removed, then he will do all the more with his world leader that rises up along with the false prophet. Now understand, Satan is the God of this world. The day of the Lord is God's day, not Satan's. It is a period of time that includes the 7-year period of tribulation. It includes the 1,000-year millennial reign. Combined, it is called the day of the Lord. Satan's wrath is always manifested in opposition to God. But we see God beginning to pour out his wrath. If we are saved, we try to say, oh yes, there are Christians here. Then we see that God is pouring out his wrath on his own people. Now, while 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 2 deals with the thief coming as a thief in the night, verse 3 deals with the tribulation. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. In other words, those that are in darkness are those who are unsaved. The rapture is thievery in a sense. It is stealing the saved from this world. Those in the graves, whom people believe the earth holds, those Christians who perhaps were burned at the stake. I mean, we could go on about the various things that people that have died in the Lord and so forth. And there are many people who believe the grave holds a person now and the Lord can't take them. Oh, no, he can. Those who were burned at the stake, those who were buried in the depths of the sea, are suddenly, by the power and miracle work of God, raised in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, 2 Thessalonians 4:17. It will be so quick, so fast, that their cameras will not capture the rapture. All the security cameras in the world working together will not be able to see it. God's appointments are God's guarantees. He tells us that he has not appointed us, that is the saved, those who are not of the darkness of this world, he has not appointed us unto wrath. You see, he's going to save us from the wrath to come. this world, within the framework of history, has rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. They've rejected the law of God. This world has rejected His gospel. The gospel of Christ dying for their sin to pay their penalty, which was death and separated forever from God in the lake of fire. He paid the penalty, but the world rejects Him, so the payment is not applied to their account when they won't receive Him as their Lord and Savior. Before eternal judgment comes on the earth, God will manifest first His wrath. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, it says, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell on the earth." Now, here's God's promise that He is going to keep us from that hour of temptation that tries them. We will see later that when He is trying them, He is actually giving them an opportunity for salvation. Some people will be saved in the tribulation. It may mean losing their head, great persecution, dying horrible, painful deaths, but they can be saved. For an example, Jesus spoke of the last days being as the days of Noah. Do you realize that not one drop of water fell until Noah's family was completely in the ark? And we are told that God closed the door. Isn't it interesting that God closed the door? It was not man saying, "Oh, I have decided when I'm going to close the door. I'm going to determine the time. I'm going to determine the day." Oh, no. God closes the door. He loves His bride, and He's not going to leave her back here to face the outpouring of His wrath during the tribulation hour. There's also Lot. Lot is an example of somebody here on earth who is not really what we would call a Christian, which means Christ-like. As a matter of fact, if you read in Genesis chapter 19, you'll read the account of Lot. And if you're like me, you'll have a tendency to think, this is not a saved man. If all we knew about Lot was what we found in Genesis 19, I would assume that Lot was burning in hell today. However, we get to the book of 2 Peter, and we find out that Lot was a righteous man who vexed his soul every day with the sins of Sodom. Lot and his family are taken outside the city before the spark of fire or brimstone falls on Sodom and Gomorrah, which is a picture of the Lord rapturing us before His wrath is poured out on this earth. Noah shows us a Christian who will not be ashamed at His appearing. Things will be right. Lot, on the other hand, is the person who has been taken by the hand and set outside the city. Judgment cannot come until he is out. Lot chose a man who is saved so as by fire. Now that is why we preach about the wrath to come. As a matter of fact, John the Baptist, in his ministry back in the day of Jesus, said, "Who hath warned you to flee the wrath to come?" Jesus Christ is our Lord, and He is coming again, my friend. When He comes, it's not as a babe as the first time He came. Not as a man that rode in on the foe. He is coming. He's coming as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of all gods. He is coming in wrath. He is coming to set up his kingdom. But he is coming. He is going to pour out his wrath. But he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9 tells us. He still wants you to be saved. Yes, he's going to cast the lost into an eternal lake of fire where they never cease to exist, where there's no escape. That is not his desire, but if they reject his way of salvation, that's what he's going to be doing. He would have all men to come to repentance. God wants you to be saved. You remember the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000? Remember how that come about? There's a little boy with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Now, we think of loaves like that as probably a little, a small thing. But they take the 2 fish and the 5 loaves of bread, and they feed 5,000 men besides the women and children with them. He started with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Now, doesn't it sound a little bit greedy to take up 12 baskets that remain? But he said, take it up so that nothing is lost. See, our Lord's not a great waster at all. So he says, take it up that nothing be lost. I like that. I like that because it tells me my Lord cares about the little thing. And so they take it up. And they get 12 baskets. You see, Noah is a sign, just as Lot is a sign. But this too is a sign. Jesus wants us, as a church, as the believers, to bring the lost to Christ. He's not willing that any should perish. Not even a little fragment. Every little fragment is important. Every soul. Is important to him. Yes. He starts out with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and they take up 12 baskets. They take it up so that nothing is lost. I like the frugality of our Lord and his care for other people in it. Now, it must be understood that the tribulation will be missed by Christians because the Christian is raptured before it starts.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.